Yeah, it happens sometimes in games, though, when you start well. And in fairness, Derry are good on the ball tonight. They've actually improved a lot since we played them the last time. But yeah, we sat back. But saying that, then we need to get lucky with the goal. You know, if we make it to half time at 1-0, it's a completely different game. But it kind of put us down going into half time and give them a boost. You know, so I know it's hard. It's easy to say we sat back, but to be fair to Derry, they did play better in the last 15 minutes that I have to dig it on the ball, you know.
Yeah, I suppose they're not third in the league for nothing, Graham.
Yeah, no, they're a good side, and I mean,
professional side as well. They came down prepared yesterday, stayed last night, trained today, and had that kind of luxury that you don't have as a team.
No, unfortunately not, no. And I mean, they'll have the same preparation next week, so, but that's what we're up against in this league, you know. And people will say, oh, next week is more important, but every game is as important. You know, that was a chance to get into a semi-final of a cup, so we're bitterly disappointed, but we'll go Sunday morning and get back to brass tacks, as they say.
A fairly significant run in now, haven't we? And Bray Wanderers are a team we've been looking at, and with the games in hand, they've been getting wins, and they brought in a few players, and they're a different team now, I suppose. Are Finn Harps the next target now?
Yeah, well, look, we can only look at ourselves, but obviously you're looking at teams above you, and Harps seem to be on a bit of a poor run, just as ourselves, you know. I think the main difference between us and Harps at the minute is we're picking up a win every now and again, but like, we have 3 games in 7 days next week, and for an amateur side, that's tough going, you know. We have Derry Friday, Bowes Monday away, you know, before Bray, so it's going to be tough, but you know, it's a really important week, to be fair, you know.
If Paul had scored at the start of the second half, and he probably didn't believe he was going to get such an easy chance. Yeah. And for someone like him, you know, it might have been a different game.
Yeah, you know, look, it came very early in the half as well, you know. So that's football, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You take your chance. I'm not 100% sure what the free was given for the day scored from.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, you just have to take it on the chin, you know. I have to say, to be fair, Derry probably deserved it on the overall, but in a cup game, sometimes the better team doesn't win. So, you know, we were hoping on that tonight. But look, we just have to take it on the chin and move on.
Have we a nice pattern set now that we can get wins in the last 7 or 8 games, Graham?
I think our biggest problem is we seem to play better against the so-called bigger sides. But I think we need to realise as a group, every side in this league is a bigger side than us. You know, they're all bigger clubs. We're new to it. So I think we have 9 league games left.
Yeah.
I think if we can get 4 wins, we'll stay up automatically.
Yeah.
Now, getting the 4 wins is easier said than done, you know, but we have a good chunk of the games at home. So, and our problem is not scoring goals. We need to start keeping them out, you know. Our goal difference is not bad. Our defence is playing well, but it's top quality professional players we're playing against, you know. So any little mistake and you're punished, you know.
If we could rediscover that sparkle that was there in the first half of the season, perhaps.
Yeah, it's easier said than done again. Yeah. It is tough again,
yeah,
you
teams
know.
Teams have figured this out too, haven't they?
Yeah, the surprise element is gone, but also the full-time element really comes into it now at this stage. Like, Derry will go and do their thing tomorrow and recover, and we have to do that on our own, and lads have work tomorrow, and, you know, we're working back to work Monday, and we're working the day of games and all, and that's not an excuse, that's just reality.
Reality, yeah.
So we just have to suck it up, as they say, and dig in. And I have no doubt that we're good enough to get the 4 wins. No doubt in my mind at all. You know, we have a great group of players, and we're really capable of staying in it, you know.
And the good news is you don't have to travel to the Brandywell next Friday night.
Thanks for the God. we got lucky with the fixtures, you know. So, like, we're at home to Harps, we're at home to Galway, we're at home to Bray, at home to Derry, you know. And, I mean, we go to game places. We have to go to Cork, go to Pats. There's no pressure on us in them games. Realistically, there's no pressure on us in any games. If we went down, no one would bat an eyelid, bar ourselves. And, oh, look, I think we'll do all right. I think we're up for it anyway, you know. So, look, if we go down, we'll go down fighting. But